And he's not out there across the river yet. He's just out so that he can swim in it. He's got to come up back. Well, now, if it's as big on the other side as it is this side, that river is over 2 miles wide. And so he said, Son of man, hast thou seen this? And he brought me and caused me to return to the brink of the river. When I had returned, behold, at the bank of the river, there were many trees on the one side and the other. These waters issue out toward the east country and go down into the desert, that is to Arabah, and go into the sea, which being brought forth into the sea, the waters shall be healed. The Sea of Galilee is a dead sea today, not Galilee, but the Dead Sea. And so he said the waters will be healed, and there's a lot of chemicals in that makes for fertilizer and so on. It shall come to pass that everything that liveth, which moveth or swarmeth, whithersoever the river shall come, shall live. There shall be a very great multitude of fish. There's your protein, because these waters shall come thither. They shall be healed, and everything that shall live, whither the river cometh. And it shall come to pass that the fishers shall stand from Engedi, even unto Engedilim, and they shall have a place for the spreading of nets, and their fish shall be according to their kind, the fish of the great sea exceeding many. But the miry places, here's your quagmires and other places thereof, and the marshes thereof shall not be healed, they shall be given to salt. You're going to have other chemicals, and this is where you're going to get them. By the river, the bank eastward, and so on. He talks about the trees that are used for meat or food. The leaves shall not fade, and the fruit thereof shall be consumed, and used for medicinal purposes, and so on. Now, the world's hungry, and the world's going to get a little hungrier as we go along. But here's where God is going to produce the food to feed the people during the millennial kingdom of Christ. All right, we have already noticed, but I'd like to call attention to it in passing. And this is the last message, and I need about another 5 minutes. Go back to chapter 44, and you'll find these two orders of priests that will minister at the altar in the temple that Jesus built. Back in the days that the priesthood flourished in Israel, there were some priests that went off after strange gods. They didn't remain true to God. God remembers who they were. But the sons of Zadok, the children of Zadok, the high priest, these men stayed true to God and against false religions and against idols and so on. So God said that I'm going to resurrect these bodies, that is, they're going to come, he's going to call them, and that's the only place you get them is in the resurrection. You and I are going to be resurrected, and these people are going to be resurrected. And he said, I'm going to make the menial servants out of those priests that were unfaithful, and they're going to do the skinning and the killing and the cleanup work at that table, and I'm going to have the sons of Zadok, who have remained faithful to me, to offer these sacrifices at the altar. Now remember that the whole earth is going to be transformed, but there are some people that will go into this in their natural bodies. You and I who are saved will go in our resurrection bodies. God isn't finished with us yet. It doesn't matter whether we're saved on the inside. God isn't finished with us. We've got a resurrection body yet. We'll be like that body that Christ had. I brought a message on that. Remember, on the first night. So, we'll go into it in a resurrection body, but the people that go into it, in unsaved people that live through the tribulation period, will go in their natural bodies. And there'll be a lot of Jews that will go into it in their natural bodies. And they're going to offer their sacrifices again, this time at the temple that Jesus built. And here they come with their sacrifices. The son of Zadok will offer them. And when the offering is made, then the priest will go into the Holy of Holies with the blood of the sacrifice. The man's going to wait to see whether his sacrifice has been accepted, and after a while he sees the priest returning. Not just the priest, but with him this prince that dwells in the chamber in the temple. And here comes Jesus. He still has the scars in his hand, the wound in his side. And then we'll cut the quotations from the book of Hebrews. For by one offering he hath perfected forever them that are sanctified. And so what but one? These Jewish people are going to be one to the Lord Jesus Christ during the millennial kingdom. Oh, I wish we had time to read from the 17th verse on through the 65th chapter of Ezekiel. But we don't have all of that time tonight. But you go ahead and read it anyway when you get home tonight. It's going to be a wonderful time for 1,000 years. At the end of 1,000 years, the Lord said, I'm going to melt it down, dissolve it. And it'll pass away with a great noise, fervent heat. You and I will be moved back out of space far enough that we'll just see the crystallization of a new heaven and a new earth wherein dwelleth righteousness. You can make preparation right now. Why wait and be condemned at the last day? Why not today? Give your heart to the Lord. Jesus wept over the city of Jerusalem. And he said, oh, Jerusalem, Jerusalem, how often would I have gathered thee together as a hen doth gather her brood? But ye would not. You know, it breaks the heart of the Lord for people who will not. God will. People will not. If there's someone here tonight who's not saved, give your heart to the Lord. You'll not only be happier in this life, but in the one to come. And don't do it just because the Lord is coming back. The Lord may come this year. He may come next. It may be 100 years. I don't know when the Lord comes. I think he's coming right away. I'm really looking for it. And I hope he comes. But you know, I don't want you to be saved just because the Lord's coming back. Be saved even if it was 100 years. It's the best life. It's a life that will honor and glorify God. It's a happy life. Sometimes it's very trying, but the Lord will see you through. So trust him. Heavenly Father, bless these messages to the hearts of the hearers. Lord, we pray that some precious soul will be saved as a result of them. Bless this church as they continue to pursue their studies. Forgive our sins. We ask in the name of the Lord. Amen.